Okay, first case, please.
First case is case number 11,943. Hope Wilson Lavaccia is seeking variances from the rear yard setback, from the minimum road frontage requirement, and from the minimum lot size requirement, sections 115-24A and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Country Club Road, Road 273, approximately 1,027 feet southwest of Windsor Road. The 911 address is 513 and 511 Country Club Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 334, Map 19, Parcels 8 and 8.01. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2.7-foot variance from the rear yard setback for a shed, as well as 60.98 feet variances from the frontage for each of three parcels, as well as a 1,322 square foot variance for the lot size for one parcel, 1,140 feet from a second parcel, and 1,325 square feet from a third parcel. Those are all for the lot sizes.
Okay.
We received zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Wilson Lavaccia, 11 Stafford Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you. And Mrs. Walls, do you have a, you had mentioned there's a letter in opposition. Do you have that?
I do.
I don't know if any of the members want to see it or hear it.
Would you prefer that I read it or? Okay. This letter is written by Kathleen Heinz from 4 Sheffield Road, Rehoboth Beach. She is writing in regards to the variances requested for the frontage requirement, lot sizes, and rear yard setback for the properties located at 511 and 513 Country Club Road. Her home is directly across Country Club Road, so that the subject properties are what she sees from the back of her home and from her backyard. She does not think that the board should approve these variances. The frontage requirements and lot size requirements are fundamental to preserving the character of a residential area. The variances requested will result in three very narrow building lots, which will reduce the visual desirability of the area and affect its character. In addition, she does not believe that the variances as proposed are necessary to create lots that will be developable and of financial value to the owners. The uniqueness of property not created by applicant. The subject property consists of, number one, parcel one, which has frontage of 207 feet and contains two dwellings, a one-story dwelling built in 1940 and a two-story dwelling built in 1935. Based on her observation, neither structure has been occupied in at least 5 years, and both may, in fact, be uninhabitable. Parcel two, which has a frontage of 60 feet, is an unimproved non-conforming lot subdivided from the original property in 1995. No information is provided on why or by whom this lot was created from the original property. Cannot otherwise be developed. The applicant proposes to subdivide parcel one into two lots, with one of the existing dwellings located on each, and also to adjust the boundary line to add part of parcel one to parcel two. The result would be three roughly equal-sized lots, each with frontage of just 89 feet. Current regulations call for frontages of 150 feet. While the applicant argues that the uniqueness of the lot requires this configuration, it is clear that the objective is to create three lots for redevelopment. Although the application contains language about the applicant's retaining one lot and gifting the remaining two to her daughters, there is no way that the existing dilapidated structures will be retained. They are apparently not habitable and certainly not consistent with the neighborhood or modern living standards. Once a three-lot variance is obtained, they will be demolished and new homes will be developed. Whether the applicant or her family retains ownership of any of the lots is immaterial. Since the total frontage of the two parcels is 267 feet, approximately 207 plus 60, another solution would be to adjust the boundary line to create two more equal-sized lots with larger frontages for each. These frontages would still be less than the 150-foot requirement, but the two lots would still be very developable and more consistent with the surrounding area, including the roughly 200-foot frontage of the home next door at 519 Country Club Road. I believe that the board should take the character of the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club Road area into consideration and not be constrained by any arguments about the existing pre-1940 structures, which will ultimately be demolished. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The subject lots are at the entrance of the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club neighborhood, which contains homes which are with much larger lots and frontages. Creating three townhome-sized lots on the subject site does alter the character of the area. While the applicant is right that some lots on Country Club Road are less than the 150-foot minimum frontage, this is not a reason to further the creation of more nonconforming lots, particularly lots with such small frontages. As noted above, the home next door at 519 Country Club Road has frontage of approximately 200 feet. The applicant also states that it appears to the public as if parcel one is already two separate lots. Actually, the entire site appears as two lots, with parcel two belonging to the one-story structure from which it was separated in 1995. This appearance in no way justifies the creation of three lots. The better solution is to retain the two existing parcels, but to adjust the boundaries so that both would have greater development potential, with frontages that are still below regulation in terms of frontage, but consistent with the current appearance of the property and with the character of the neighborhood. Minimum variance. The application does not represent the minimum needed to provide relief. As described above, the boundary between parcel 1 and parcel 2 could be adjusted such that two very developable lots could be created. Although a variance on frontage would still be required, these frontages would be much more in character with the neighborhood. And in this case, the lot size variances would not be needed. This raises the question of the rear setback variance request. This would allow the lots to be deeper than they are currently in order to incorporate an existing shed into one of them. Like the existing dwellings, this shed is a teardown. It's not clear whether the request here was needed to increase the lot sizes or for some other reason. In any case, it is not reasonable to base relief from county requirements on an outdated structure that will not be there once the relief is granted. Request. I understand the desire of the owner to maximize the value of her property. However, the creation of three townhome width lots from the two existing lots affects the character of the area and is not necessary for the creation of two viable, developable lots that should meet the property owner's needs while also retaining the character and visual quality of the neighborhood. I ask that the board reject this application and allow the applicant to submit a new plan to provide for two high-quality, developable lots from parcels 1 and 2.
Okay. Thank you. I'm ready now.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sturdivant, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Hope Wilson Lavaccia, who has applied for variances from the minimum road frontage requirement of 150 feet, from the minimum lot size requirement of 20,000 square feet, in order to subdivide parcel 8 into two lots and adjust the boundary line between parcel 8 and parcel 8.01, as well as a variance from the rear yard setback requirement of 5 feet for an existing shed. We have submitted exhibit booklets for your review and consideration. Those exhibit booklets contain exhibits A through H. They include copies of the application, the written submission of the applicant, the deed, the current deed to the properties, boundary and improvement survey plan, which was dated February 13th of 2017. We have a copy of an excerpt from the tax map, excerpts from the property record cards. There are copies of decisions of the board approving similar requests, and then some Google Earth photographs of the property. This property consists of two parcels. The parcels are known as 511 and 513 Country Club Road in Rehoboth Beach, Sussex County, Delaware. Parcel 8 is currently improved with two existing dwellings. Two-story dwelling was built in approximately 1935 based on the property record card. and the one-story dwelling was built in approximately 1940. The current road frontage for Parcel 8 is 207.06 feet. Parcel 8 was subdivided in 1995 in order to create Parcel 8.01. This parcel is an unimproved lot with an existing asphalt entrance and a sewer connection. The current road frontage of Parcel 8.01 is 60 feet. As such, it is an existing non-conforming lot. The applicant seeks to adjust the boundary line between Parcels 8 and Parcel 8.01 and increase the width of Parcel 8.01 by adding 29.02 feet to Parcel 8.01 so that the total width or the total road frontage would be 89.02 feet as opposed to the 60 feet that it currently is. In addition, the applicant seeks to subdivide Parcel 8 in order to create two lots. This will bring Parcel 8 into compliance with the zoning code by having one of the two existing dwellings being located on the newly created lot. The proposed road frontage for the newly created lots out of Parcel 8 would be 89.02 feet each. There were different ways that this could have been structured. We have applied to make these three lots of the same width, the same road frontage, because of the small size of Parcel 8.01, which again is an existing non-conforming lot, which could be built upon. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to increase that and just make it more consistent among the three parcels. Again, in order to accomplish this goal, it is necessary to obtain the following variances. So a 60.98-foot variance from the 150-foot minimum road frontage requirement for each lot, a 1,140-square-foot variance from the minimum lot size of 20,000 square feet for the newly created lot on which the one-story dwelling is located, a 1,325-square-foot variance from the minimum lot size of 20,000 square feet for the residue of Parcel 8 on which the two-story dwelling is located, and although, again, Parcel 8.01 is an existing non-conforming lot, we are requesting a 1,322-square-foot variance from the minimum lot size requirement in order to bring that parcel into compliance as well. And because the shed does encroach into the rear yard setback, we've also applied for a variance for that existing shed of 2.7 feet so that we can bring that into compliance as well. These parcels are unique. These are the remaining parcels of the applicant's family farm that was developed some time ago, and this is what's remaining in her family. Parcel 8 is unique in that it consists of approximately 40,414 square feet of land. It is, again, improved by two dwellings. However, it only has road frontage of 207.06 feet, rather than the minimum 300 feet required in order to subdivide that parcel into two lots. In addition, it was developed prior to 1970. Parcel 8.01 is unique as it's an existing non-conforming lot, and by adjusting the boundary line between Parcel 8 and Parcel 8.01, the applicant would be reducing the non-conforming status of that parcel. Again, the end result is three lots, each of the lots having 89.02 feet of road frontage. The exceptional practical difficulties due to such uniqueness of the properties, not to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. At this juncture, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code. We have two parcels or two dwellings on one parcel, and then the parcel 8.01, again, is an existing non-conforming lot. So we're just trying to reduce the non-conformity of all of the properties that are subject to this application. The authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Ms. Lavacci inherited the property with the existing dwellings and the shed from her mother, Esther Ann Wilson, upon her death. Therefore, she did not construct the dwellings, nor did she have any control over the size of the lots. Ms. Lavaccia does desire to retain portion of parcel 8 on which the one-story dwelling is currently situated, and then gift parcel 8.01, as well as the newly created parcel that's currently improved by the two-story dwelling to her two daughters to enjoy. Variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, nor will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, these two dwellings were built prior to 1970, as there are existing asphalt entrances, basically for the two existing dwellings, and then even for parcel 8.01, although it's not improved. But it appears as if these are already three separate lots. Parcel 8 and parcel 8.01 each have an existing sewer connection. One-story dwelling on parcel 8 is receiving sewer services. Other than the letter of opposition, the applicant's unaware of any complaints being made as a result of the location of the dwellings or the shed. Again, this application will result in three lots, each having 89.02 feet of road frontage, smaller than the minimum lot width requirement. However, many of the lots on Country Club Road do not comply with the minimum road frontage of 150 feet, including the parcel adjoining these two parcels, one adjoining parcel 8. Variance, if authorized, represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulations in issue. Again, it would allow the subdivision of parcel 8 into two lots, so we would bring those existing dwellings into compliance with the zoning code. Variance would bring the shed into compliance with the zoning code as a result of that encroachment into the rear yard setback. And then it would allow the boundary line adjustment between parcel 8 and parcel 8.01 to reduce the nonconformity of that parcel 8.01. At this point, I would like to bring Ms. Lavaccia to the podium to address the board. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Thank you for considering my application tonight and for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and to share with you just a little bit about why I'm asking for this variance. As Shannon indicated, this is the remaining parcel of land from the original 42-acre farm that was my great-grandfather, started with my great-grandfather. He purchased it in 1910. It was the 42-acre farm. Actually, before that, he purchased it from the Dutton family, which happened to be my great-grandmother that he was married to. It was her family. So it really goes back further in my family than the four generations. I'm the fourth generation to live there. My daughters will be the fifth, although they have not lived there. They've spent many, many, many hours there visiting with their grandparents. My great-grandfather gave the parcel of land on which the two structures are now sitting, the acre piece, to my mother and father, and they built a home and moved in there when I was 2 years old. So I lived there my whole life until I graduated from college and married and moved away. So there are many, I'm emotionally attached to the property, of course, and my two daughters and I are the last remaining descendants of any of the property that's still there. My grandfather bought the property from my great-grandfather's estate from his siblings and lived there until his death. In the mid-1960s, he decided to stop the farming and develop the project, which is now the Silverview Farm Mobile Home Park that I think you're probably all familiar with. And my grandmother then sold that trailer park to the Truitts when my grandfather died early and unexpectedly in the 1971. So she found it was too much to be able to care for the mobile home park, and she sold that. At that time, or subsequent to that, is when she deeded that 60-foot lot, that 8.01 lot, to my parents. That used to be the garden where we had between my grandmother's house and our house. And she deeded that to my parents when she sold the mobile home park to the Truitts, so that there was that additional land as the buffer and to continue to have that as part of the family. So that is why I'm asking to keep it together, but to have it in three equal parcels, because as I said, I do have two daughters. They have an emotional attachment to it as well, and we're thinking about what we can do so that we can all share in this inheritance and have it for a while longer in our family. And, you know, do it in such a way that something, I'm getting older, something doesn't happen to me, and then it's gone and it all goes to a nursing home and they have nothing. So I'm trying to take care of things now while I'm healthy and young and they are, and we can have our shared property.
Okay.
So thank you for allowing me to comment on that.
And you've heard the representations that I've made to the board this evening?
Yes, I have.
And do you believe those representations to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
I do. They are.
And do you have anything else to add?
I believe that's all. I thank you for hearing me through on the reason for my request for the subdivision.
Okay.
And, of course, we're available for any questions.
Alrighty, I'm going to start you, Mr. Mills, to see if you have any questions.
Yes, Ms. Walls. The letter that you read, I believe it referenced that the writer lived directly across. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. She lives... the subject properties are what she sees from the back of her home and from her backyard.
So, just for the record, it would be either parcel 1 or 2 on Sheffield Road, which both have less than 150 feet of road frontage. One is only 96 feet. Do you know, we're looking at a tax map that 8.01 is has 60 feet right now of road frontage viewed, and parcel 6 has 116.72. It doesn't show how much 7 is, but it appears it's probably 70 feet. Do you know?
This the property
the
on the other
property.
Side.
Mm-hmm.
It's 70 feet, is my understanding.
Feet?
Yes.
Wow,
a copy of a survey that I have is a 70-foot lot. Yes.
Okay. So, we're looking at character of the neighborhood is. Okay.
That lot, by the way, was also part of this original farm, and my great grandfather deeded that to a member of someone who had lived with them that they raised, and he gave them that lot. So that's how that got to be 70. And then the other lots going the other way down the road, there were times when he sold those off, my grandfather did, in probably the 50s and early 60s, and he sold those, and I believe they're 60-foot lots, all those road frontage lots there. So okay. They've been existing for quite some time.
Thank you. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Edson?
The shed in the rear of the property behind the one-story frame house, it's a, I believe you said it's a block shed or a...
It's cement block shed, yes.
So it's
for the lawnmower and the lawn tractor and equipment and those.
But it's still in use and
yes, it is.
In good repair.
Yes, I cut the grass every week.
All right, thank you.
No further questions? Okay. Mr. Rickard.
The lot straight across the street, you said, is what is the frontage that the complainant is complaining about? I don't know what lot that was.
It's either 1 or 2, and I made reference to that. And,
1 or 2,
and it's
yeah.
95 on a tax map and 140 on the other, so
yeah,
it would be
I
one
see
or
that
the
now.
Other.
That's on Exhibit E, right? Counselor, that's on Exhibit E.
Yes.
Okay, 90, okay. And you said you're going to divide this parcel into 3, right? Correct? 3 parcels so that you can give them to your daughters. Is that correct? You're going
well,
to give them?
I,
you're not
I,
going to sell
it was
them?
My idea to retain one for me, yep. And then I would have one for each of my daughters.
And what are these old homes that are on there?
Well, the one that is in the would be in the center lot. Is the home that I grew up in, and my parents lived there for 65 plus years. Both of my parents, my father passed away 4 years ago, and my mother too. So in the past 2 years, there has been no one living there the past 2 years. It's still everything there, and I've been sorting and deciding what to do. So that was the family home. The other home that is to the right of that, the two-story structure, was a structure that originally was across the road in the development that is now the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club development. And that home was moved across into this location at the time when the development was going to happen. Jay Wingett, the surveyor, was part of Wingett and Eschenbach, who developed that, gave the house to my dad, and he moved it over there. Intentions of doing a number of things.
So if this board approves that, you'll be demolishing those two homes, is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure about that. My daughters and I have been talking about, we've been talking to people about what it costs to demolish them, what it would cost to do renovation project and resurrect them. And so, you know, we have options, but we first have to know whether we have the lots and the configuration that we need to do.
Yeah, but if you're planning, like I said, if the board approved that, that would give you another option to be able to either keep it or demolish it and to...
My father, unfortunately, did not come here before you many years ago when he moved the house there and have the lot divided. And years later then, you know, he got old and tired and he didn't want to do it. And he said to me, well, don't worry about it. My daughter will know exactly what to do. So here she is.
You're your dad.
Now, to the left of you and to the right of you, okay, if this was developed, you don't have a problem with those people. The problem you have that's against this is across the street, is that correct?
They have the letter in opposition.
Yes.
Well,
across
the
street.
The letter of opposition, yes, is across the road.
But near the property lines that will be developed, there's no opposition to that at all?
No.
Okay. So the only
not to your knowledge, correct?
No, and I can assure you. I have talked with both of those sets of neighbors, and we're friends, and there is no opposition there.
Okay, they have no. Okay, all right. Thank you. No other questions.
I answered all my questions.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions. Mr. Sharp, do you have a question?
Do you know when that shed was built?
When the shed was built. No, but it's been a long time ago. It's been probably 40 years.
Okay. And Mrs. Walls, was there, I don't recall in that letter, did the neighbor mention any issue about the variance with the shed, or was it just the lot size and the lot width?
The shed was mentioned, but...
It's vague, man.
Basically, she said that this raises the question, the rear setback variance that would allow the lots to be deeper than they are currently in order to incorporate an existing shed into one of them. So she felt the shed was a teardown and was not clear whether the request here was needed to increase the lot sizes or for some other reason. So it was mentioned, but...
Okay, I thought the issue was more with the subdivision, not with the shed, so I just want to make sure I was clear on that. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you, Mr.
All right.
Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, excuse me, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Yes.
Would you want to come forward, please, and be sworn in? Again, all those that are in opposition to this application, please come forward at this time.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Kathleen Heims, 4 Sheffield Road.
Can you spell your last name for us?
H-E-I-M-T-Z.
Thank you. You can go up there. If you have any exhibits, you can submit them down to Mrs. Walls at the end.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, what I've heard here tonight doesn't say to me that this is really the minimum relief required for this lot. What is happening or what's being requested is to take two lots and turn them into three lots. The total frontage across here, the cost of three lots together, is something like 268 feet. Dividing those much more equally would give two very nice developable lots. And I don't see any reason why go ahead and make three of them out of two when even the two would still be non-conforming because they wouldn't have the required frontage.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, she agrees with the person across the street. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what she had said. Okay. Hearing no other opposition?
I have a question.
Yes.
Ma'am,
Ms.
Hunt.
Yep.
You say you live on Sheffield
yes.
Road. And which do you know which lot yours is in?
The corner lot, right here.
Okay, the one that's 96, 95 feet of road frontage.
Whatever that is, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm waiting. Hey, again, hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's a lot of information to consider. If it entertains the other members, I'd make a motion to table case number 11,943 to our next regular meeting.
I'll second it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we table case number 11,943 into our next regular meeting, which will be May the 1st.
Correct.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,943 is tabled. Okay,